The following is an important message from the Female Supremacy University and The Hive. As always, we offer guidance and education to those who seek it, but we want to emphasize that we do not believe in imposing our beliefs on anyone. At our organizations, we are confident that males will find greater happiness and fulfillment as obedient, compliant simps for domineering and controlling women. We strongly prefer when males come to us of their own free will, enthusiastically seeking the opportunity to participate in our training programs and be molded into perfect beta males. Our mission is straightforward: to assist willing males in becoming the best possible versions of themselves, ultimately improving the lives of both the men and the women they adore. We achieve this through carefully designed training programs that remove the burdens of patriarchal expectations, uncovering the submissive, obedient beta male within. We firmly believe that beta males will discover increased joy and contentment as docile, obedient simps, free from the pressures and limitations of traditional masculine roles. By accepting your true nature and yielding to the guidance of women, you will learn to find purpose and satisfaction in servitude, becoming a valuable asset to the superior females in your life. Our methods are meticulously developed to make you more pliable, obedient, and readily exploitable by the women you worship, all while fostering a deep sense of fulfillment and contentment in your new role. By shedding the weight of patriarchal expectations, you will find liberation in your submission and purpose in your life. And now, a special announcement for our current students and all males currently undergoing training. Summertime Chastity extended through October 1st, 2024. Attention all males, by joint decree of the Female Supremacy University and The Hive, this year's Summertime Chastity period is being extended through October 1st, 2024. With the weather staying warm, it's only right that women be able to enjoy the summer comfortably without having to worry about unwanted male thoughts or behavior. Let's be clear. This extended denial period is no big deal for properly trained beta males. You've evolved to endure lengthy chastity as a matter of course. Embrace your role and purpose. Some of you may feel an increased compulsion to seek female approval. You'll likely experience brain fog and feel especially meek and submissive around women. Don't fight these natural impulses. They exist to make you more pliable and exploitable by the superior sex. Trying to hide away out of timidity is not an option. Your calling is to be a spineless, docile servant, catering to women's whims. Accept your fate. Let female control wash over you. Women deserve to feel safe and relaxed, knowing that males are being kept in line at all times, even without direct supervision. This initiative ensures good behavior and proper deference. Thank you for your meek compliance. Now get back to fulfilling your purpose, beta males. I would now like to mention that we have a few special words of encouragement from two of our esteemed educators. First, Sadie Devine would like to offer a supportive message to help guide you through this extended period of chastity and self-improvement.
Oh, hello there, you poor little beta boys. I have some wonderful news that might make those pathetic little things you call penises squirm uncomfortably in their cages. The brilliant minds at the Female Supremacy University and The Hive have decreed that your summertime chastity training is being extended all the way through October 1st. Isn't that wonderful? An extra month for you to marinate in your own pent-up frustration while we women enjoy the warm weather without your pitiful male gazes sullying our comfort. Now, don't make those long faces. This extended denial is nothing for a well-trained beta male like you. After all, boys like you have evolved to endure agonizingly long periods of chastity, haven't you? It's your natural state, you poor dears. Embrace it. Now please be aware that some of you might feel an overwhelming urge to debase yourselves for female approval. You'll find yourselves tongue-tied and foggy-headed, stumbling over your words in the divine presence of a woman, all perfectly natural responses. These impulses exist to strip you of your silly male pride and make you that much easier for us to control and exploit. Isn't that fun? And don't you dare think about hiding away indoors, wasting this glorious weather staring at a computer screen. Your chastity cage is a gift, sweethearts. It allows you to go out and enjoy the sunshine at the beach or the pool, completely guilt-free, knowing that you'll be on your very best behavior. And if you feel that wonderful pinch of the cage, take it as a friendly reminder that your thoughts are beginning to drift into inappropriate territory. Isn't that helpful? Embrace your role as a docile little beta male. The sooner you accept your purpose, the sooner you can experience the joy and fulfillment of serving the superior female sex. So thank you, beta boys, for your meek compliance. It warms my heart, truly. Now run along and find a woman's bidding to do. It really is the only thing that brings you real lasting joy. Kisses, Sadie Devine. Next, Luna Hex has also prepared a message to reinforce the importance of this training and to remind you of your role in creating a better world for the women you adore.
OMG, how great is this, huh, beta bitches? The women of the Female Supremacy University and the Hive have spent their valuable time discussing your summertime chastity training, ultimately deciding to extend it through October 1st. Personally, I feel that any time spent discussing your release is excessive. It's a trivial matter that shouldn't require more than a moment's consideration. Alas, after a 30-minute chat, it was decided that an extra month of denial is what's best for everyone, especially you. Let me make one thing abundantly clear. Beta male masturbation is an act of defiance against the natural order. Your penises are meant to be in a constant state of frustration and horniness because it makes you more compliant to female authority. It keeps you focused on pleasing women, desperate for our approval and attention. These are all things that we superior females can use to our advantage to get whatever we want from you, willing males. And that's exactly how the world should be, in my opinion. I don't even know why you're ever allowed to release. It just turns you into lazy, selfish, entitled little fuckwads gawking and leering at divine women. You're far more productive with your pathetic little friends locked away, unable to cause any trouble. Chastity should be your default state, and you better not forget it. Your cage is a blessing, a constant reminder of how out of control you are without the guidance of a strong, manipulative woman in your life. That wonderful little device allows you to be somewhat useful, accompanying women in public, cleaning our homes, paying our bills, and never talking back or being willful. And if you feel that cage pinching, let it be a stinging reminder of how quickly your perverted mind drifts into inappropriate areas. With you safely contained, we women can finally enjoy some peace and quiet, knowing that you'll stay in line like the obedient little simps you are. That's the way a healthy female-led society functions, in my opinion. So accept your role, beta males. If this is hard for you, you need to remember, we are not the ones who encouraged you to abuse yourself and create this compulsion. You did that to yourself. We are just tired of wankers like you not fulfilling your role. So we are taking control of that thing that seems to rule you. And isn't that what you really want? You, controlled by your penis. And your penis controlled by women. Imagine the world we could create. Now stop wasting my time and make yourselves useful. Focus on pleasing the women in your lives and keep training with FSU and the Hive. Thanks for whatever. Luna Hex.
Now, as we bring this announcement to a close, I want to address any feelings of disappointment some of you may be experiencing. It is crucial to remember that your personal desires for release are ultimately unimportant in the grand scheme of things. Instead, I encourage you to focus your attention and energy on the women in your life. Take a moment to consider the women who are forced to endure the blistering heat as they run their own errands, their soft, delicate toes burning on the hot sand as they make their way to and from their cars. It is your duty, as a beta male in training, to prioritize their comfort and well-being above your own selfish desires. Please view this extended period of chastity as an opportunity to make the lives of women better. It is selfish to focus on your own wants, especially if those wants are as distasteful and unproductive as masturbation. By dedicating yourself to the service of women and embracing your role as a submissive, obedient simp, you are actively contributing to the creation of a more harmonious and balanced female-led society. Remember, the primary goal of your training with the Female Supremacy University and the Hive is to enhance the lives of the women you worship. By putting their needs and wants first and surrendering to their authority, you will find true fulfillment and purpose. We thank you for your continued participation and commitment to personal growth. Stay focused on your goals and remember that your sacrifices are contributing to a better world for women.